Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
We got the Brothers Bowl. Hey, we're going to talk about it, but that's coming up. Tom Brady retires. Kyrie Irving demands a trade. LeBron James, he's closing in on the scoring record. And Derek Carr, he had some interesting things to say at the Pro Bowl. It was a one-liner. We're going to touch on it up on game. It starts right now.
Fox Sports Radio.
This is Up on Game.
Caught by Hushmanzada for the touchdown.
You want NFL experience?
Manning lobs it. Burris alone. Touchdown. And it's intercepted. LeVar Arrington.
Then this is the show for you with LeVar Arrington. TJ Hushmanzada.
They lose first round, Mike McCarthy's out of there.
And Plaxico Burress.
Tom Brady's no longer there. It's turned into a dictatorship up there in New England.
Three of the best to ever do it on and off the field. Live from the TireRack.com studios of Fox Sports Radio, here's Pro Bowlers LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion Plaxico Burress.
Hey, it's time to go hunt now.
All right. Happy Saturday to everybody out there. Pre-Super Bowl Sunday, Saturday. It's Up on Game. LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, Plexico Burress. You want to tweet us? Check us out at LeVar Arrington, at Hoosh84, at Plexico Burress, at Fox Sports Radio. You can listen live on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR or Fox Sports Radio. Search Up on Game wherever it is that you get your podcast. Check us out, subscribe, show a little love. We'd appreciate if you have that. As you mentioned, or as I mentioned, top of the show, we're talking about the Brothers Bowl. Listen, we're it's going to be interesting. Is it an AZ as in brothers in Arizona? Is it the hard ER brothers in Arizona? You know, which one are we running with? I don't know. But before we get to that, TJ Hushmanzada, what's going on, my guy?
Man, I'm doing very well. It's every day now I wake up. This is how I expect it to be. Clear skies, palm trees, not a cloud in the sky. It's a bit chilly, but other than that, man, feel great each and every day.
That's
thank
awesome.
God.
Yeah, we're waiting.
Wait, well, let me. How are you feeling?
I'm great, man. I'm sitting here, and well, I have shipped my microphone booty, my rubber, so to speak, to Arizona. You know, so I'm using a communal one, and I got to tell you, man. It's weird. It would be like using somebody else's, you know, and it's kind of, yeah, well, I don't know, man. All I could say is that I don't like the smell of it, TJ, and it's kind of bothering me.
I wish you had said something to me because I would have shipped mom's right with yours.
Yeah,
so.
Well, is, no. Is it here? Is it here?
No, it's here with
Oh, okay. All right. Well, it's all good, man. You know, it is what it is. We'll get through it, but
we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Plexico will be with us in a second. He's dealing with battery, Comrex issues. So we'll get to him in a little bit, but let's broach the topic. It's Super Bowl weekend coming ahead of us, and it's the Eagles versus the Chiefs. It's built as a lot of different things. The Andy Reid Bowl, obviously Andy Reid coached for the Philadelphia Eagles, made it to a Super Bowl, wasn't able to win one, but set the groundwork for them to be a really good and competitive football franchise that ended up winning with one of his coaches from his coaching tree, Doug Peterson. He ends up going to Kansas City and is having a more prolific coaching career there than he even had in Philadelphia. So now it's him versus his old team that he's probably most responsible for in some conversations for the success of this franchise. But then you also have the storyline that I thought was pretty interesting and pretty funny, which I led off with, and I'm curious, is it the Brothers Bowl? Or is it the Brothers Bowl? I mean, which side are we going to fall in on?
Brother.
This? Yeah, I mean, you got the Kelce brothers, or is it the Kelce brothers? You got Patrick Mahomes, and you got Jalen Hurts. Is it brothers, or is it brothers? I just thought it was kind of funny. Like, which one should we settle in on? Is it brothers with an A-Z? Or is it brothers with a R E R?
You know, I mean, I think it just got to be brothers with an A S, and
you going that with goes
for that goes for the Kelces, okay, and the Mahomes and the Hurst. It's just all in one.
It's all in one.
Yeah,
so
gotta
drop
be
the
all
Z,
in one.
Add an S, drop the E R, add an A S. So brothers.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
For both. I mean, it's a, when you think about it in that light. I don't, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't know if you've researched this, I haven't. Two brothers ever played against each other?
I think this is the first time. I think that's why it's such a big deal.
In a Super Bowl, that's great for them, their family, that they're in this position. Obviously, for the African-American quarterback, this has never happened before, so it's great for that position. And then you also brought up Andy Reid going against his former team, and yeah, he's had more success in Kansas City, it's because he has a better quarterback and he has a better overall team around him. And so this Super Bowl, if you told me you were picking the Chiefs, I'd say, okay. And if you told me you were picking the Eagles, I'd say, okay. I mean, to me, this game is so evenly matched that any pick or any team that you choose to go with, I could see why you would do that. But the aspect of the Kelces.
Yeah.
Playing against each other. One plays offense, they both play offense, so they won't be on the field at the same time. But the fact that it's two brothers playing against each other in the Super, not only are they two brothers, they're two of the best at their position in the league.
Goons.
And so that perspective, and then in the perspective of the African-American quarterback with Jalen Hurts and Patrick Mahomes, I'm hoping it comes a point in time that's not even a discussion anymore. That doesn't even matter that it's two black quarterbacks playing in a Super Bowl. More and more coming into the league. Hopefully it can be a normal thing that this is a regular occurrence. But I just want a good game.
Yeah.
That's all I want. I want a good game. These damn referees, man, and officials, man, don't get involved in this game and ruin a great game like they've done the majority of these playoffs.
Should this be celebrated? Should it be made as big of a deal as it become? It's interesting because I feel conflicted. Like, it's amazing to me that this is the first time that it's two black quarterbacks that are going to square off in the Super Bowl.
Really?
That amazes me. That does because of how good some of these quarterbacks have been. That's pretty amazing to me, for one. But then for two, it's just kind of like, not one time? Like, I mean, not once?
When you think about it, let's just talk. Let's just say this century. I mean, who'd you have? Who'd you have? Vic, McNabb.
Yeah, McNair.
Vince Young. Rest in peace, Steve McNair. Who else? Who else could we name in that was a starter for consecutive years, year in and year out? Those four. I don't know if we're missing one.
Are we going to count Kaepernick?
Kaepernick, he made it to the Super Bowl, but Kaepernick started, what was it, 3 years?
No, that was the question.
Oh, my God. Oh, are we going to count? That went right over my head, and then it came right back, and I got, you cold for that. Yes, I'm counting Kaepernick, of course. Yes, we're going to count Kaepernick.
Okay.
Yeah. So five quarterbacks.
We got Lamar Jackson right now. We got we had Byron Leftwich at one time. We had
Garrard. But Leftwich was with the Jags. He didn't really have a chance, man, getting that. Now, when you talk now, and C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young will be entering the NFL, Anthony, there's just – it's more opportunity. And so the percentage – of it happening is going to increase. I just hope it's no longer a conversation.
I mean, think about when Randall Cunningham and Warren Moon were in the league, and you know, you had those types of guys playing in that. It's kind of interesting that there's never been two black quarterbacks play in, you know, Doug Williams, and that wasn't as prevalent, obviously, clearly back then. But there was some really quality black quarterbacks that have played in this league. I find that to be very interesting that's a deal. I also find it equally as interesting that you never had siblings square off against each other in the Super Bowl.
I mean, it's really hard though, man, to get two brothers not only to play in the Super Bowl. You know how hard it is to get two brothers
into the league.
Right. We're talking the NFL, NBA, baseball. Like, your bloodline has to be strong. That's number one. But the parents of those kids have to be so dedicated because they're different ages.
Yeah.
You know, coming up, how hard that
Unless
is.
Unless they're twins. Like, you could have been the Barber right,
if
twins.
If they're twins, but if they're not twins, one parent, okay, you got to take so-and-so over here. This is what time he plays this yep. week. So-and-so plays at this. So they're always
like
separated.
The Manning family, you know.
Yeah, that's a feat within
or like
itself.
The Long family or the Bosas. Unless
it's a situation where one is a junior or a senior in high school and the other one is in middle school, so the schedule is a – they're not playing around the same times. That can be a little – once you get to high school – it's a little different. But coming up and you got one that's 11 and one that's 13.
Yeah.
From that period, you guys are always separated. So their parents, the Kelseys, have done a hell of a job raising them and getting them to that point because as a parent that has children that play sports, it's not easy.
They're solid dudes too, TJ. Them two dudes, they're not only playing in the game, their main storylines to the game, their main storylines to the success of their teams, their leaders, their playmakers. You would not have the success that you're having on either side of these teams if you did not have the presence of those Kelce brothers involved. So I love the storyline of two brothers being in the Super Bowl. I think it's a way more interesting story that you have two productive, amazing future Hall of Famer football players that are
That's
siblings.
That's the crazy part about it, LeVar.
Sibling rivalry, man. Sibling
that,
rivalry.
That right there is – and this is the thing, though. We're going to watch them next weekend playing the Super Bowl. The winner of this is going to brag about this the rest of their lives. They're going to be getting together for Thanksgiving or when they retire.
And that ring going to pop up.
You remember in 2023 when I got this and you had to watch me celebrate? I still love you, though. Like, just those type of moments – that'll stay with them for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
And so I've met Travis Kelce, super cool dude, man. I've never met Jason Kelce. But again, to their parents, pat yourselves on the back if you hear this, because y'all have done a hell of a job raising two kids that can get to this position, because I know it's not easy.
Yeah. Broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios, TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, but on the other side of the break, we're talking about taking breaks. Well, Tom Brady decided to take a permanent break, that is, from the game. He retires. Wasn't a big ceremonious deal like everybody might have thought it would be. We'll talk about that and more on the other side. This is Up On Game. We'll be right back.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code UPONGAME and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code UPONGAME. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Yeah. 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 Come on. Come on. We're back in the studio. Got to do a show just for you. Yeah. Yeah. It's Up On Game. LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada. Plexico is still trying to figure out the technical difficulties of it, and we might have to sit him out on this one. It might be a bench situation for my man Plexico, but Stretch, we see you on the on the Zoom call on the live dip, which, by the way, you could check us out in our video podcast at the YouTube channel for Fox Sports Radio. We're obviously live, and we're in the TireRack.com studio, and the DraftKings Sportsbook, yep. It's the official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code UPONGAME. That's code UPONGAME. That's code UPONGAME. That's code UPONGAME for a special offer when you sign up, all right? Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You know who'll have some time to – well, maybe he won't be able to do some betting because he'll probably be in the booth somewhere. I heard that the reported estimated value of his contract to be on television is astronomically high, super high. One Tom Brady, he had this to say, TJ, about his retirement. Here we go.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good. I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured I'd just press record and let you guys know first. So I won't be long-winded. Like, you only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year. So really thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me, my family, my friends, my teammates, my competitors. I could go on forever. There's too many. Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing. Love you all.
He got a little emotional at the end of that bad boy, TJ.
When he said family and friends, his voice started to crack a little bit.
Yeah, it cracked a little bit.
He got emotional, and I said it on here. I was 100% convinced he was coming back next year. And I'm going to look at it from two different ways as to why I thought he would. If I lose my wife and my family, supposedly because of football, there's no way I'm not playing another season just because. I'm playing another season. If I lose my wife and my family because my wife supposedly wants me to retire, and I'm not going to get into their personal business. Maybe they were having problems outside of the realm of him being an athlete and continuing to be a quarterback in the National Football League. I don't know that. But if it's about spend time with your family, retire, and you lose them, and then you retire a few months after,
mm-hmm.
like I'm not doing that. Just out of spite, I'm going another year.
Mm-hmm.
Just because. Now the other realm is, could it be that Fox is saying, hey, we signed you to this deal. You got to come work with us now. You got to come work with us now. So was he getting pressure on that end? I don't know. Tom Brady will go down as the greatest quarterback to ever play, the greatest winner to ever play in the National Football League. And everything that has come to him, he's had to earn. Was no handouts.
Mm-hmm.
No handouts. And I know this firsthand because we were in a similar situation. When you get into the league, we in the basement. You and Plexico, you guys were in the penthouse.
Stop that.
You guys were in the penthouse. And when I say penthouse, meaning
you got drafted high.
You come in, automatically, you're going to play. I don't care if you're ass and you suck completely.
You're going to
at least get an opportunity to play.
That's true.
Tom Brady had to get it out the mud. He had to earn everything that has come his way. It wasn't given to him. No handouts. He had to earn this. And so everything he's done, at least for me, you have to pat him on the back because there's not many guys that come into the National Football League in his situation and go out in his situation. Very rare. Doubt if we ever see it again. But me, out of spite, I lose my family. I got to go one more.
Mm. All right. Well, maybe add this one as an option. What if it's a I'm going to get my family back situation? Think about that. It's a possibility that, I mean, I don't know this for certain. And of course, but the first thing I thought about was, man, what if, because sometimes some of us are hard heads, right? Like sometimes it's like,
hey, LeVar, she looked like she done moved on, bro.
Yeah,
like,
but you know how that goes, TJ. Like,
yeah, but if, like, do I even want you back after you?
That's a great, I mean,
do I even, I, like, really?
If
like,
you caused it, if you caused that void, if some way, somehow you were a part of causing that void, I know the type of dude you are. A lot of people think that TJ Hushmanzada is this hardcore dude that ain't got no soft spot. You're a soft dude. You're softer than I am. I'm probably more of a killer than you are. You are a loving dude, right? You would try to make it right. If you felt like you were the reason something didn't go right and you felt as though you could make it right and improve it or fix it, especially after the fact, like, man, like, I thought that it wouldn't happen. I know you threatened me, or I know that I've felt it. Maybe I just didn't pay enough attention to it because I've been trying to be great for so long that I just didn't see the handwriting was literally on the wall.
Especially for your family, LeVar.
For your family, bro.
Especially for your, like.
Come on, man. I'm going to fight for my family.
I've never met my father. Never met him a day in my life. If we walk right down the street next to each other, I wouldn't know who he was. And so I'm big on my kids.
Bro,
and being there for them, being in their lives. And so when you bring children into the equation, there's not too many things I'm not going to do for my kids to make sure that they get the quality of life that they deserve because they didn't choose to be in this situation. Mm-hmm. They didn't choose for their parents to be. So, yeah, to a certain extent, maybe he is thinking.
I mean, that's a possibility. Look, I ain't never going to marry a chick based off of having a baby. I have a baby mama. I would not marry her. But if I've married you and we've had kids, my kids and my wife are going to be, that is more than enough for me to want to fight and to try to keep that or get it back. If I never married you, then keep stepping. If we never got married, if it wasn't a bond where we said we're going to do this together, we're going to take care of our kids, we're going to raise our kids, we're going to build a life, this, that, and the other, I'm going to fight for that. If we ain't never been there, that's different. Like, it is what it is. I got to figure out what I'm going to do with my kids, da, da, da. You know, I'm going to pay you, whatever it is, blah, say, blah. But they were married, and they've been married for a long time. Once I'm in, once we in, you got to figure it out. You got to figure it out. And if you can't figure it out, sometimes you just can't figure it out.
He did look stressed. Yeah. Like, I mean,
like it was wearing on him, man.
Yes, for sure.
Like it was wearing on him.
Yes.
And sometimes, again, I get back to my original point. Sometimes the realities that are there as a possibility don't really hit you and impact you until it's real. I'm going to say that to y'all one more time out there. Sometimes the possibilities of certain things that can happen and how that may feel don't really become a reality and hit real hard until it's real.
You say you're going to leave. It ain't real until you leave and you like,
come on, man.
Oh, they follow through with that.
Come on. Like, you could really do it without the GOAT.
Yeah.
You can really do it without the GOAT. Hey, I wish you well, Tom Brady. You from my class, last of the Mohicans. That is officially a wrap for the class of 2000. Salute to the GOATs of GOATs. I'm glad the greatest football player to ever play the game came from the class that I was drafted in. And much success and much love. Bless you and bless your family on moving forward. Coming up, we're going to talk about Kyrie Irving. He wants out. He wants out of Brooklyn. I know that TJ, you're a big-time basketball fan.
Let him go, baby. Let him go.
LeBron is closing in on the scoring record. I wonder if there's some type of connection there. Is this one of those type things? We'll talk about that. But first, let's get to another GOAT of GOATs, the man, the myth, the legend himself, Mr. Isaac Lowenkron.
Right you are, as always, LeVar. Let's start in the NFL, where ESPN reports that Philadelphia Eagles offensive coordinator Shane Steichen is interviewing today for a second time for the Indianapolis Colts head coaching job. Yeah. Remember, their last full-time head coach, Frank Reich, had also previously been the Eagles' offensive coordinator. In college basketball right now, Virginia Tech out to a 26-19 lead over number 6 Virginia. 5 minutes left to play in the first half. 13th-ranked Iowa State leading number 8 Kansas, 20-15. 7.5 to play in the first half. And number 24 UConn has a 27-24 lead at Georgetown with 5 minutes left to play in the first half. In the NBA on Friday night, Orlando won at Minnesota 127-120. The game featured a fight between Minnesota's Austin Rivers and Orlando's Mo Bamba. And afterwards, as is so often the case in this day and age, came the dueling social media posts. Bamba posted on Instagram the bleep around and find out graph meme. Rivers posted, and I quote, fellas, quote, "Buddy, I went at you 1-on-5 with no backup. You needed your teammates, otherwise you would have been choked out. Wow. We only know you from an old rap song, not hoops, STFU, and Orlando, my city. Wow. Ask around and actually find out they don't mess with you there. Facts," unquote. And with that, fellas, back to you.
I mean, social media beefs are just getting way
Alo,
too far out.
Guess what? The All-Star coming up. If they really feel that way, Mo Bamba and Austin Rivers can meet up and handle it like men. If that's how you really feel, let's just...
I'd like to see that. I know Bamba would have the reach advantage. Bamba would have the reach advantage, but otherwise I'm taking Rivers.
Oh, my gosh. I just, you know... I got to say.
Hey, Plexico, how are you? My guy.
Yeah,
nice
Plex
to see
is
you,
in.
Man.
Plex is in. Plex is back.
My guy is here.
Hey, man.
Hey, on another note,
these
hey, bro.
Difficulties
what
that we got going on over here.
Hey, what are the Colts and Cardinals doing, bro? What are they doing? What are the Indianapolis
don't
Colts
nobody,
and Arizona Cardinals doing with
go there?
What are they doing?
Nothing.
Don't nobody want to go there. They got to figure it out, man. You know, Arizona shouldn't have hired a GM before they hired a head coach. They needed to get a head coach that helped them hire the GM. I think that's just going to be a hard little deal right there. That'd be a hard lift. But I don't know
but
about the
Colts. That's what everybody does.
Yeah, I mean, times are changing.
12 to 24 months.
That's the problem. You got to uproot your entire family for maybe 2 years.
Hey, man. Is it like just a quick before we move on to I mean we are in basketball, we're going to talk Kyrie, LeBron, but Austin Rivers, like, I ain't never seen a pretty goon, man. I'm sorry, I ain't never seen a pretty goon in life, bro. you're too pretty to be gooning. I just don't understand how you could be talking recklessly like that.
Not only that, your daddy was a professional athlete. You don't know nothing about that.
I'm confused, man.
His daddy was a professional athlete, bro. You don't know nothing about any of that, man.
I'm just trying to understand it.
Hey,
like,
hey, back in the Doc River days, back in the 80s and the early 90s, it would have been some real scraps out there. Now these kids, they just pushing around because they making too much money to lose it per game.
I just don't
nobody throw punches no more.
I mean, first of all, the whole idea of going at Mo Bamba, like, that is he got goon life written all over his forehead. Like, I'm sorry.
He said,
like,
goon life.
Goon life.
Is that a hashtag?
Yeah, it should be. It should be. Goon, you seen life. That man's biceps and triceps and his traps? That's the wrong matchup. You gotta fix a fight that you can win. Hey, Rivers, that ain't wise.
No, man. Hey, maybe he said, you know, he said Orlando, his city, so maybe he got some backup.
He got some real goons out there. I mean, money, you know, money changes.
Right,
things.
Right.
Money do change things. I've seen a lot of pretty dudes that got.
Man, just keep it on the court, fellas. Keep it on the court. It ain't worth it. Keep it on the court.
It truly isn't. The violence of it all. It's just actually kind of comical to me that y'all talk tough on social media. But speaking of talking tough or talking about demands, Kyrie Irving, he's demanding a trade. Demanding a trade. What say you guys to this? I mean, what does that mean about the Durant effect? What does this mean about the future of the Brooklyn Nets? I mean, this is the latest headline for an interesting career that has kind of taken more of a entertainment value level than a substance of the game value level for Kyrie Irving.
I think it's going to be an end all for the Brooklyn Nets. I mean, I really believe that. And knowing Kyrie and everything that has happened to him in this past year, you know, I guess he tried to get a long-term deal done. They weren't matching the numbers that he wanted to. And he says he wants out. And I'm trying to figure out to myself, him and Kevin Durant are pretty close. And I'm wondering if he had a conversation with Kevin Durant before he made this executive decision to be like, you know what, I no longer want to be a part of this franchise. But I believe if Kyrie Irving is traded, I believe Kevin Durant leaves right behind him. And that sends the Brooklyn Nets back into a total rebuild, blow it up, start all over again. And they will go back to the bottom of a heap of being one of the worst teams in basketball. But for him, moving forward, I just think that, you know, I saw LeBron had put up some little things up on his IG, Twitter.
But
I just think the three destinations that stand out the best fit for Kyrie Irving is, one would be the Miami Heat. Two would be, I would say, the Los Angeles Clippers. And three would be the Dallas Mavericks, because I believe if he goes to Miami, Miami doesn't have a true point guard. And it gives Jimmy Butler more freedom to be Jimmy Butler. But when you look at the Clippers and the Mavericks, Dallas makes more sense to me because it takes Luka Doncic off of the ball and allows him to be a straight scorer, because he's playing way too many minutes, man. If he's not scoring 45 to 50 points a game, then Dallas Mavericks don't have a chance to win. And looking at the Clippers, Kawhi Leonard's not a true point guard.
He's a 2-3, and it'll take Paul George off of the ball also, and Kawhi Leonard, and it'll allow them to go out and be the true players that they are instead of them guys playing out of position. So I think Kyrie moving forward, I think one of those three destinations is the best fit for him.
I can't believe you just said all of that and did not include the Lakers. I cannot believe you just said all of that.
Nope.
You say the Dallas
Mavericks.
I'm not
giving you that.
It makes sense, but Luka is so ball dominant that he's effective because he's always going to make the right play. Do you take the ball out of his hands when that's when he's at his best? But they'll fit. There's same thing they do with Dinwiddie. I'm assuming Kyrie will get more opportunities than what Dinwiddie is getting. The key is, are the Nets have 5 days. Are they going to give in to this demand? And I'm of the opinion, I would rather lose you and get something than lose you for nothing. And so,
but they're going to want a lot, though.
They're not going to get up. Kyrie's a free agent at the end of the season, so who's going to give up a lot? It's not an understanding that Kyrie's going to resign because of what happened in COVID, and he didn't want to get vaccinated. He'll play this time, but he ain't playing the next time. Who's going to want to commit to a max contract, which I believe would be close to $200 million, $198 million for Kyrie Irving, when you don't know what you're going to get? So you can't mortgage your future for a guy that you don't understand, or you don't know if he understands what this commitment level is. This is a lot of money. We need you on the court. We need you to do the right things. I personally believe.
What do you mean he doesn't understand what the commitment level is?
I'm talking a commitment level from the organization that we're going to give you $198 million.
You go out and play basketball, and you put the ball in the hoop.
100%. But if you're the owner of a team, let's say you're the Nets, and we all can say what we want to say. You know they was pissed off he didn't get vaccinated and he couldn't play. We know that. We paying you all this money and you can't get vaccinated. You know that. So nobody wants to go through that situation, Plex. If you
that's
were
over with,
I know.
That's no longer a factor.
We know that's over with. But what if something like that comes up again? Then what?
I don't believe it will.
No, right. We never thought this would come up either.
I mean, at the end of the day, he's still one of the top five players in the world.
Kyrie Irving is a top NBA player. I want him on the Lakers. I'm just saying, if we look at it from both lenses, how can they come to a happy medium? The Clippers, I don't see that working. To me, it's the Miami Heat, it's the LA Lakers, and it's everybody else.
So those you think the Lakers trade for Kyrie Irving and they send Russell Westbrook to reunite with Kevin Durant in Brooklyn?
Kyrie Irving, expiring contract at the end of this year. He wants a mag deal. Russell Westbrook, yes, because you'll get the two first-round picks that you want, and you'll get an expiring contract. And the Nets also have to throw in someone else. So whether it be Curry or Joe Harris, they'll get the quote-unquote, I guess you call it, dump salary because the salaries don't match up.
The problem with Kyrie Irving going to the Lakers is that they have Dennis Schroeder and Russell Westbrook on the roster. So
Westbrook will be gone. Westbrook will be gone.
Kyrie Irving gets LeBron James to that scoring record, even though LeBron is going to get to the scoring record. Anyway.
Russell Westbrook would be gone. You just said Dennis Schroeder. I love Dennis Schroeder. But Dennis Schroeder, Kyrie Irving, when we talk NBA, they names aren't in the same breath.
I understand that.
This is Up on Game with LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress. Yep, that is a debate of debates. Clearly, these are basketball experts, not former football players. I'm glad y'all picked up on that. And you'll pick up on a lot of other things that we had to talk to, like, well, Derek Carr had something to say at the Pro Bowl that was very interesting. We're going to talk about that and more on the other side of this break. You're listening to Up On Game. We'll be right back.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Yeah. All right, welcome back into Up On Game. We are closing out this hour, but the good thing for you, we got one more coming up, all right? Yeah, and in that next hour, well, I'll tease what we're going to talk about, but it's interesting. We have a legendary moment with a Hall of Famer. I'll let you guys know who that is. And, well, the Dylan Brooks, Donovan Mitchell deal, we're going to talk about that because this Dylan Brooks cat, man, we'll get to it. All right, but right now, let's talk about Derek Carr. Derek Carr had this to say at the Pro Bowl. I thought it was pretty interesting that he said it, but I'm interested to get y'all's take on it. Here's what Derek Carr had to say.
Listen, Derek, you've thrown touchdown passes in Vegas before. You've been on fire. Have you ever been that hot in Las Vegas?
Not that hot. It's probably why I'm going somewhere else.
Now, that was our homie Ryan Clark right there for ESPN. A very candid, interesting moment. I mean, maybe it was witty. Maybe it was clever.
Let me hear that one more time.
Go, run it back one more time.
Listen, Derek, you've thrown touchdown passes in Vegas before. Wow. You've been on fire. Have you ever been that hot in Las Vegas?
Not that hot. It's probably why I'm going somewhere else.
Hey, TJ, I told you that boy is going to end up in Vegas. I'm telling you. I told you several times, and you said, no, he's not going to Vegas. He's not going to reunite with Devontae Adams. But that boy going to Vegas.
Hey, Plex, number one, Derek Carr. I like that. That's probably
that
where you're
gangster.
Going somewhere else.
It
I like
gangster.
That. But if you, Aaron Rodgers – you're going to be in a division with Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, and now Sean Payton as the head coach in Denver. Man, you better take your butt to the New York Jets or the Miami Dolphins.
Because it's an easier
it's
go.
It's an easier so, path an easier to the go. Playoffs.
It is an easier go. And they got pieces in place in New York.
I mean, it's very commendable.
Hey, the Jets have a top defense. Really good young receivers and – the Dolphins now with Fangio as a defensive coordinator, they're going to be top 10. With that offense, come on now.
I mean, I'm not really just so that sold on the Chargers as if the Las Vegas Raiders can't make it to the playoffs over the Chargers.
Well,
maybe
we'll
Kansas City, but not the Chargers with Aaron Rodgers added to that roster, who those guys he's going to be playing with. I would think that the Raiders would be a better team than the Chargers if Aaron Rodgers was to go to Vegas.
Well – It'll play out.
I wouldn't disagree with that, that they'd probably be close to being a better team. But do you want to do that? Is that some chances you want to take and you want to tell end of your career?
They might lose Waller to free agency or whatever. Is it free agency for Waller?
No, he just signed an extension.
Oh, did he sign it? Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, they might be a pretty good team. And I'll tell you who's a pretty good team. We are here at Up On Game. That's TJ Hushmanzada, my man Plexico Burrs. Yep, we're live in the Up On the TireRack.com studio. We're going to take a quick break, and then you know what? We'll be right back. You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.